Blog Talk Radio.
Get down for my grandfather who took my mama, made her sit in that seat. Well, white folks ain't want us to eat. At the tender age of 6, she was arrested for the sit-in. With that in my blood, I was born to be different. Now niggas can't make it to Valley to choose leadership, but we can make it to Jacobs or to the dealership. That's why I hear new music and I just don't be feeling it. Racism still alive, they just be concealing it. But I know they don't want me in the damn club. They down for my grandfather who took my mama, made her sit in that seat. Well, white folks ain't want us to eat. At the tender age of 6, she was arrested for the sit-in. With that in my blood, I was born to be different. Now niggas can't make it to Valley to choose leadership, but we can make it to Jacobs or to the dealership. That's why I hear new music and I just don't be feeling it. Racism still alive, they just be concealing it. But I know they don't want me in a damn club. They even made me show ID to get up in a Sam's Club. I didn't get dirt and went to church to get my hands scrubbed. 12 I've been baptized these 3 or 4 times. But in a land where niggas crazy, you cons are getting paid. It's gonna take a lot more than coupons to get a save. Like it take a lot more than do-rags to get your way. Nothing sad is that day my girl father passed away. So I promised to Mr. Rainey I'm going to thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, he's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pay. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire planner, keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth, scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 and spin it. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Ghetto gospel, follow me. Ghetto gospel.
fight through the maze of the madness. Struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness. Given this game with no time to practice. Born on the blacklist. Told I'm below average. A life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me. Alcohol that my pops swallow bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bold on my shoulder. It's the Cold War, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
One day.
We gonna work it out.
One day.
We gonna work it out.
Back, some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years, right?
it.
That's just the way it is.
What's up, everybody? What's up? This is Carla B, and you are listening to the E-Buzz.
Carla B, Hollywood bound.
Hello, everyone. Tonight, I will be bringing some very much needed attention to a topic that has not gotten enough media attention, enough press at all. Tonight, we're talking about what stems from racism and hatred, and that is death, plain and simple. We're talking about the story of a young Afro-American man, 26-year-old Frederick Jermaine Carter. He was found hanging in a Mississippi tree in a white suburb on Friday, December 3rd, 2010. The USA Today first reported it as a suicide. However, the NAACP just recently contested the findings. They felt it may actually be a lynching, not a suicide. I want to put it out there that we'll be taking calls from our listeners. So if you want to chime in on this topic, definitely feel free to call in at 718-664-6543. Again, our studio line is 718-664-6543. And before we even open up the phone line, I want to read an article from our blog on www.eotmblog.com just to give the people that are maybe first hearing this story a little bit of background on it. Carter, who lived in a neighboring Sunflower County, was helping his stepfather paint a building on Wednesday, December 3rd, 2010. The stepfather went to get tools, and when he returned, his son, Frederick Jermaine Carter, was nowhere to be found. Carter's body was later found, and considering his quote-unquote history of mental illness and no evidence supposedly of anything other than a suicide, it was labeled accordingly. Now, results of an autopsy, my last article showed that it was still pending, but we will do a little bit more research to find out what the final autopsy showed. But the FBI's Jackson field office is currently still monitoring the situation. The FBI has been advised of the situation in LaFleur County. Spokeswoman Deborah Madden says in a statement that we stand by to provide whatever assistance is necessary to ensure the integrity of the investigation. State Representative William Perkins, a Democrat from Greenwood and president of the LaFleur County branch of the NAACP, says that their group will also keep a high scrutiny and watch on any investigation report regarding what was the cause of death. There are a lot of concerns there. Number one, that this individual could not have hanged himself without the assistance of someone. If it's been declared a suicide, he says, why would someone from Sunflower County come to North Greenwood, which is a predominantly white housing area of Greenwood? Why would someone that far away come and hang themselves in North Greenwood by a river? That does not pass the smell. What that does not pass the smell test to me. Does not pass the smell test to me. And this is what a local official said. This is in a white, wealthy area, and black people just don't go over there, he says. There's not a single black that talked to us who believes that he hanged himself. Jordan, who is African-American, suggests there is a historical underpinning for blacks being suspicious about the specter of violence against them. Greenwood is about 12 miles from Money, Mississippi, site of one of the most infamous lynchings in U.S. history. In August 1955, Emmett Till, a 14-year-old Chicago boy visiting relatives for the summer, was abducted and killed after he allegedly made remarks to a white woman. We're not drawing any conclusions here, Jordan says. We're skeptical, and rightfully we should be given our history. We can't take this lightly. We just have to wait and see. And this is what that young man said. I want to, before we open up the phone lines, I do want to share one last thing. And this is coming from our blog site on EOTMblog.com. This is from a comment that someone made. And they said that the list of young blacks found hanging in Mississippi whose deaths have been hastily declared as suicides seems to grow perpetually. In 2004, Roy Veal, a black man who was fighting to keep whites from taking his family's land in Wilkerson County, was found hanging from a tree in Woodville, Mississippi. His death was ruled a suicide. In 2000, Raynard Johnson, a 17-year-old black high school student rumored to have been involved in an interracial dating relationship, was found hanging from a tree in Kokomo, Mississippi. His death was ruled a suicide. Between 1987 and 1993, 22 black men were found hanging in Mississippi jails. All of their deaths were declared to be suicides. Now, all of us are aware of the history of blacks being lynched in Mississippi. Between 1882 and 1968, there were 539 blacks lynched in Mississippi. Their murders were not solved because law enforcement officials made no effort to bring their murders to justice. In many cases, law enforcement were complicit in the murders. Now, finally, on September 18, 2010, a young Hispanic woman was found hanging from a tree near Philadelphia, Mississippi. Her death was declared a suicide. All of these deaths by hanging involving blacks and non-white should surely cause rational thinking people to ask questions. Insisting on a thorough and comprehensive investigation is the least any rational thinking person should do. The investigation of the recent hanging in LaFleur County seems to be a rush to judgment, and the investigation seemed to be concerned with something other than uncovering the truth. And that comes from Solomon C. Osmore, who commented on our blog on www.eotmblog.com. So we decided that since there was such a big outcry as far as on our blogs and the emails that we received, that we would definitely open up the phone lines to and have a discussion about this. And in doing so, we actually got a call from a representative from Al Sharpton's office in Illinois last week, and we actually invited him to the show to share his, you know, his thoughts and opinions and a little bit of history on lynchings in Mississippi and other states within the United States. So at this time, I do want to welcome one of our guest panel members, Bro Banks, to EOTM Radio. Welcome to the show.
Yes. How you doing, sis?
I am good. I'm good. I'm happy that you're able to jump on the phone with us and share a little bit of insight on this subject. So you heard, I mean, you read the blog. I'm sure you've been seeing things like this for the longest time. So share with us your thoughts.
Okay. First, let me just give you a little correction on the name. That's Brother Blanks. That's about Black Abolition Movement for the Mind. And I am an abolitionist and of National Action Network of the Lake County, Illinois area. You know, my thoughts on this, as I look at it, and being someone who grew up myself in the town of Laurel, Mississippi. These lynchings, and I think as we know across the nation, it's nothing new. And, you know, my thoughts on it and what I want to convey to your listening audience is that I would like to encourage us as a people that regardless of our political affiliation and religious denominations, we as a people have to come together like no time in the history of this nation. Too often we have allowed ourselves to be fragmented and divided by these various labels, and this is definitely a sign that if there was ever any time in the history of this nation that we need to drop these various labels that are keeping us fragmented and divided, we as a people have to come together. The reason I reached out to you is it's, you know, based on the fact that once I saw the article, I know it is time that we have to make all those connections with grassroots organization across this nation. We have to make a connection here, because the fact of it is, it's either we are being lynched like the young brother in Mississippi, or we are being lynched in the high-tech judicial system across this nation. We have high-tech lynchings every day. Young black men are being sent into the judicial system. I mean, you have a pipeline from the schoolhouse to the jailhouse. So we have to address these issues across the board, whether we're being lynched in the tree or whether we're being lynched in the judicial system. And the only way, my sister, we're going to be able to do that and address these issues effectively is if we become consolidated in our efforts across this nation.
I definitely agree. I want to open up the phone lines to one of our radio personalities, Mocha D. She's on the West Coast as well. Mocha D, you heard, and I'm sure you read the articles as well, about Frederick Germain's lynching in Mississippi, as well as other lynchings throughout the history of blacks. What are your thoughts on this?
You know what? I am appalled. First of all, let me say hello to the guest on our show. How are you, sir?
Good, sister. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you kindly. You know, after, you know, reading what's going on and listening to the, you know, Carla B had updated me on a lot of things and sent me some articles, and I am absolutely stunned. I had no idea that this was happening in such a wow number. I had no idea. We are actually in 2011. This is ridiculous. What are you doing at this time? What are we doing as a people? What are we doing? What can we do? What can
organize. And the best thing that I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm listening because I'm ready. I'm prior service. I know about government. I know a lot of things about different things without getting changed in the subject. What can I do? How can we get together and start something that obviously haven't been, if it's been started, it hasn't been done correctly. We need to do something the right way. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And what I would encourage you to do, sister, is find some people of a like mind and interest in your area where you live at who has the same desire, the same drive, and the same ambition to see some change and the issues addressed. You find some people of a like mind and interest, and you all begin to organize where you live, and you make your connections with other people of a like mind and interest across this nation. And that's what we have to do, and we really have to get out wherever injustice, as you know Dr. Martin Luther King said, and this is the month that we pay tribute to him, injustice anywhere is definitely a threat to justice everywhere. So we have to consolidate ourselves and come out of these various pockets that we are existing in and unify across this nation to address the issues that affect us, because that hanging that is going on there should affect everybody across this nation, period.
It definitely should. And I want to say to this, I definitely want you to also give your websites to your organizations, Brother Blanks, but also to the people that are listening to the show. If you feel like you want to, you know, make some kind of change within your community, I would say, number one, you have to stay knowledgeable with your current news. You know, not just national, but what goes on in your local communities. And you have to vote because, you know, people, they see the congressmen, all these people, you know, passing all these bills and stuff, but they can't pass the bills if they're not voted into office. So I feel like if you're wanting to make some kind of stance, if you don't like what's going on in government today, you have to do something to make your voice be heard. I mean, I think that we live in a great nation, United States of America, where our voice can be heard if we choose for it to be so. So if you want to be complacent and dormant and say, okay, well, it's not affecting me, then mm-hmm. you do what you do. But if you definitely want to make some change, I would say, you know, definitely do what Brother Blank said and get empowered and, you know, surround yourself around like-minded individuals. One thing I want to say, put out there, again, our phone lines is open, 718-664-6543. And if you, well, I'll tell you, when I first seen that article, the reason what made me want to write an article on it is because there was no major media outlets covering the story. I think US Today covered a little bit of paragraph on it, but they were basically saying that it was a suicide and that was that. There was nothing else meaningful. There was a bountiful list of a plethora of blogs by certain people that may be considered conspiracy theorists, but that's all it was. So I think that what new media needs to do is definitely come together to be able to push these stories that are not getting enough media press, you know, plain and simple. Did you want to say something on that, Brother Blank?
Well, yes, I definitely concur with that because even though if the media are not doing the job that they should be doing, that is where we as individual citizens and the people of like-minded interests, you know, now we have technology. You know, many times people find themselves on Facebook and much of the stuff they're, you know, discussing is frivolous stuff that really does not relate to the issue. So I'm saying that if we're going to take part in this social media network, do the best you can to aid and assist in helping to get such information like this out. I put a blog on my Facebook page and, you know, and sent some information up to the national headquarters. And so we definitely have to be our own media, whether it be word of mouth or using whatever access we have. So that's what we have to do. That is why we have to be united across this nation so we can network with each other. I mean, we are truly the best resource. We're the most invaluable resource we have amongst each other when we network together the way we should.
Right, that's so true. So I'm going to ask you a question in regards to the topic or to the gentleman, the African-American man that was found hanged in the tree, Frederick Jermaine Carter. Have you heard any I know I heard a couple things as far as what the final report was in regards to him. What have you heard, and then what is your organization doing to gain more publicity regarding it?
Basically, right now, I know we have some people at the national office that are definitely looking into it to try to find more of the facts and what is going on at this time and looking into, you know, the investigation aspect of it. And so that's where we are right now. And I know I've been talking to some people in Mississippi trying to uncover some more facts about it. You know, so basically what I've heard about it is, like yourself, is what I've heard in the media, you know, listening to your show or your website on the Facebook and whatever, you know, whatever we can do to access that information. And once we have the facts on everything, and, you know, it's really hard. This is based on the history of Mississippi. You know,
right.
At this particular point, it is what is considered as an alleged hanging. But personally, with the history of Mississippi, it's really hard to give such a situation the benefit of the doubt here. We know that history. We know the history of this nation even more so. So I would say any and everyone should be ready to make a call to action to address and to keep some fire on the politician and the judicial system there to make sure they do the right thing. We have to do that. We have to be the ones to do that.
Right. I want to, Mokadi, I want to ask you if you had any comments to that. And then I do have someone who had emailed me a comment. They didn't want to come on air and share, but they wanted me to read it. But before I do that, I want to ask Mokadi if she wanted to add something to what myself or Brother Blanks has shared thus far.
Of course I do. You know what I'm thinking, man? I don't believe, even though I've been involved in a lot of political things, I don't believe that our voice is going to make a difference when it comes politically speaking like that. I think that I agree with you saying we have to come together and get like minds together. But unfortunately, some people may not agree with me as far as the voting and all that type of stuff. I don't think it really makes a difference, and I'm not going to get into why. But what I'm saying is, after we come to some type of conclusion and put it in the ears of people that it should make, that we would think it make a difference to, all they need is the media to make one class decision that there's an audition or there's some type of casting call, and they're gone from that whole idea, because the media have them so excited about the world and as far as the money and things like that, and as far as being part of the industry, they're so excited about things that's not relevant. That's all they need is a casting call, and that would be out the door. So we have to really be more discreet in a lot of cases, because this could become dangerous, if you know what I mean. So we'd have to be more discreet. We have to select particular like-minded people. We just can't blog it out and ask for certain things to happen, or we'll find ourselves missing in action. So it's gonna be a well thought out plan, and we have to make sure we're in the right ears. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen.
Yeah.
And some people say that I'm kind of like, just for lack of better words, paranoid in a certain area, but you have to be, and you have to be. So what I'm saying is, we're gonna have to do it more discreetly. It's nothing that we can just blog out and say, hey, we're looking for people of like minds. No, it can't be done like that. We'll find ourselves just straight up dead.
Well, my sister, I think if you find someone of a like mind and interest, then you yourself, you know, it's not something that you're gonna be selected in your choosing. We all know that based on history and the way things have happened, we've always had our fair share of Nat Turners. We've always had more than our fair share of those, what I would say, those who have sold out the best of us, from sold out the best of the Nat Turners and Dan Mark Vesey. So history have taught us that, yes, we have to be very selective in those who we talk to and those who we find ourselves in the circle in. So I agree wholeheartedly with you there that we should proceed with caution, but we cannot afford to wait. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, proceed with caution, but we can't move in fear. Based on what we think others might do, we can't be in fear of that. So if your faith is founded strong, then we should move forward without fear and do what we have to do. Okay.
I definitely agree, and I'm with you, Mokadi. I know that you feel like that a lot of people look at you as far as a conspiracy theorist, but it is what it is, and I believe that if a nuclear disaster happened today, I would be running to the closest conspiracy theorist I could, because I know they got a bunker somewhere. So you better believe, your words are not going on deaf ears. I want to really quickly open up the phone line. I believe that we have another EOTM radio personality out of Atlanta who is wanting to chime in on this subject. I think this is her. I didn't screen the call, so forgive me if it is not Say to Say What. Is that you, lady?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I thought I recognized the number. You know the topic. You know what we're talking about. So I wanted to open up the phone line to see if you were just listening in or if you had something that you wanted to share.
Actually, I was just listening in, but since you already put me on. Okay, well, my phone is about to die, but I just wanted to say that I truly do not believe that it was a suicide, because I don't think that anybody would actually hang themselves in public. It doesn't make any sense to me, and I feel like the government is really trying to cover it up because they really know the truth as far as, like, I don't know if it has something to do with the KKK, but I just feel like they know what happened. They're just trying to make excuses, and they're not really putting forth the effort to put it out there. So I just feel like it's a horrible story, and it's sad that we as people have to see stuff like this. And, like, because we thought that the whole racist thing was over and everything like that, but, I mean, seriously, racism still exists up to this day. Personally, I have my personal experience with racism, so I can see maybe people around him was talking about him or treating him a certain way if he really did decide to do that in public, but I doubt that actually happened. So I don't really think that's what happened.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing your thoughts. Of course, you know I'm always put you on the spot. It's just me talking out to me being and Carla B. You know, but you know, we always appreciate you chiming in. So definitely thanks so much. I do want to say that as to what Stay Two said, I definitely and that's a whole nother really topic when you're talking about racism and how it still exists, because it definitely still very much so exists. And I feel like more so definitely in states like Mississippi. I mean, I've read so many articles on things currently happening in Mississippi, but you can't just say, you know, blame it on Mississippi or just, you know, throw Mississippi out there like that, because I lived in Georgia for 10 years, and it was out there also. So racism definitely still exists in 2011. And what is it going to take to erase it? I don't know really if we could do that in our lifetimes, you know. But it's just a matter of changing minds. You wanted to say something, Brother Blanks?
Well, I was just basically wanting to say, no, we might not be able to change it all in our lifetime. But as I often say to the members of our organization, that every generation has an obligation to make some contribution to chipping away at this big, ugly elephant in the living room that we call racism. So I think if each generation, because we stand on the shoulders of many of those who came before us, who made their mark, who chipped away at it, so we could have the few rights that we do have today. But we, as this generation, I would be quick to say we can't get, as I would put it, under the wheel and fall asleep at the wheel. We have to, you know, we have to continue to make our contributions to fight, to struggle, to liberate, not only in the best interest of us now, but for our children to come. Because if not, these are things that we, as we all know, that will continue to exist and even be more so if we don't make our contribution in the generation that we're in. So I agree with you. I agree with you. No, it might not be this lifetime for us, but we still have to make every bit of the contribution that we can while we're here through the media, like what you're doing with your radio show. That is a contribution in making people aware to, you know, try to enlighten and uplift our people to the issues that affect us. So that is so I want to applaud you for having the show that you have to, because you could have this show just based on any, you know, any kind of frivolous or foolish stuff that's out there, but you have a show that is based on enlightenment and trying to make our people aware. And so I appreciate that within you and the contribution you're making.
I appreciate that so much. We got a few more minutes. Hopefully you can stay with us another 10 minutes or so. I need to take a quick commercial break. And will you be able to stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, cool thing. Hold tight, everybody. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be right back talking about Frederick Jermaine Carter lynching in Mississippi. No suicide. Hold tight.
Get high. High magazine. Get high. Hype magazine. A magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it.
Gotta love Bruno Mars. He just keeps it going. We are back. We are back, of course. This is your girl, Carla B. And tonight, we are actually discussing the case of Frederick Germain Carter's hanging or lynching in Mississippi. Most people feel like it was not a suicide. especially according to the NAACP, as well as a slew of other organizations, big and small, around the country. There has definitely been a big outcry in regards to this topic. And we have a few minutes left. We do have Brother Blanks here. And I want Brother Blanks, if you don't mind, I also want to mention we still got Mocha D. If you can go ahead and share with our listeners a little bit about more about exactly what you do, and then if they're in your area and wanting to link up with you, how would they be able to do that?
Well, definitely they could definitely link up with the number here in the Chicagoland area of 773-510-1713, or you can go to our national website, which is www.nationalactionnetwork.net. As well as you can, we are on the Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page of Bro Blanks, BROBLANKS, and some of the issues that we are challenging here. Now, myself, I'm in federal court. I was in, I'm a part of a class action lawsuit, personally naming our former chief of police, as well as our former chief of police, which is William Biang, and former Mayor Richard Hyde. This class action suit is surrounding some discrimination issues based on First Amendment violations and corruption within the system itself. So right now that's one of the issues that we're challenging, as well as if you want to see some of the other issues that we're dealing with here, you could, all you have to do is Google Chris Blanks in Waukegan, Illinois, or Chris Blanks in Lake County, Illinois, and it'll give you definitely some of the issues that we have been on and that we are continuing to address here. So it's important as we reach out to each other to be very genuine, and I agree with the system most definitely. We have to be very selective in those who we reach out to. We should always move with caution, but not to the point of fear, that we just want to move forward and make sure, you know, we have an effective approach towards the issues in our community that affect us and those who we wish to help along the way. So one thing I want to say in closing, this is the month we can't, you know, I can't get off without making note and tribute to this. This is the month that is set aside that we pay tribute to a freedom fighter who fought for the changes that we are trying to make at this day and time, and it's Dr. Martin Luther King. So I'm going to take a few minutes as an artist, if I may, with your permission, and make a small tribute to him. Is
of
that
course.
Okay with your permission?
Of course, of course.
Okay, and I compose a piece titled Letter to a Doctor, and it reads, Dear Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., even though you're no longer mortally among us in the way you used to live, we can still feel your brotherly love and life all around us, Doctor, so we say thanks for the loving life that you give. Doctor, we want you to know that we all are truly grateful for the many wonderful things you have done, like never giving up the fight to stand up and struggle for our rights, confronting evil day and night so all poor people, black and white, can overcome. Doctor, I know you can feel me today, so let me just continue and say, if this moment could grant a single wish, it would be for you to suddenly exist. However, your mortal life has spanned this time. We still say thanks for your life injections of mental resurrection and being a doctor who restored sight to the spiritually blind. Doctor, in our minds and in our hearts, memories of you are for eternally real. So again, we say thanks, not just for the loving life that you gave, dear doctor. We say thanks for the loving life that you give. P.S. On behalf of your many people of struggle, thanks. Yours truly, signed, Brother Blank's Letter to a Doctor.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Brother Blanks. And just so you know, we'll have a couple of different shows on Black History Month on our network. So I'll definitely be in contact. And if you want to chime on and share some Black history, definitely by all means do that. Again, thanks so much. Mocha D, are you still with us?
Mocha D is still in the building. I can't go nowhere. This is too deep. I can't go nowhere.
Okay, so we got a few minutes. I want to give you the mic so you can share some last comments, closing comments, if you will.
Make sure you get me her information so we can connect as well.
Okay, Mocha D, definitely, if you want to give him your information for Facebook, because you're on there as well, and then any other contact information that you want to share with Brother Blanks.
Okay, you know what, Brother Blanks, I'd just like to just thank you for coming out, and you're absolutely right. I just want to reiterate the fact that there's no fear, and I'm ready on 100%, so there's definitely no fear here. I am part of EOTM, so you can always contact me through that EOTM.
Okay.
I'm actually about to shut down my Facebook, and it may not sound smart to some people, but for the same reasons we're talking about, I'm shutting it down. Actually, it was a lot of it have to do with the incident that occurred in Arizona, the way they had contacted the young man that had done the shooting with the congresswoman out here, out in Arizona. They went through his Facebook, and then they shared so many things that they do through the Facebook, so that's why I'm shutting that down, because too much information that you don't want them to have. So that's something maybe you guys want to marinate on. As far as the topic, and I apologize for going off the topic. As far as the topic, I'm going to take a trip. I have family members in Mississippi. I'm going to take a trip, and I'm going to do some investigating. Maybe I shouldn't go into all the details, but I'm going to do that, and I'll get back with you. I have all your information. I'll get back with you because something needs to happen, and it needs to start off there. That's what I'm thinking. It needs to start off right there. And I don't know how much progress I'm going to make, but it's people down there that I know I can trust. Like you were saying, connect with your parties that you know, keep it 1,000 with you. So I'll connect with some of my family members that I know I can trust, and I'll definitely be getting in touch with you.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for that, Brother Blanks and Mocha D. And I guess in closing, I'll say to the family of Frederick Jermaine Carter, our thoughts and prayers are with your family. Yes, our thoughts and prayers are with your family. And I want to end it with you're talking a little bit about racism in America. I feel the problem of racism is a complex one. It is difficult to characterize it or place it into one category due to its far-reaching effects and implications. It's evident, however, that moral issues generate social concerns, which in turn must be dealt with by political means. Therefore, if the government's response to social issues is inadequate, the moral issues that participated, the problems will continue to exist and grow worse, such as the problem of racism in America, such as the problem of what goes on in Mississippi and other southern states. The thoughts and affections of men cannot be legislated. The secret hates and prejudices of an individual heart are not bridled by any law. Only the actions of a person can be, to an extent, controlled. We must stop, and as Brother Blank said, we all have an obligation to do our part in eradicating racism, if not in our lifetime, but in the next. So marinate on that, family and friends, and we'll see you next time.
Woo! I love you.